starts with Yom Paragalef Mishnah. Hasar Ravaku Samis Bizman Shein and Kluva. Barley and spelt, if they're not shelled, they're not really fit to be eaten. They're usually only eaten when they're shelled. Hatia Bachilt is good. All these things are seasoning, but they in themselves are not really fit to be eaten. Rabbi Huda Ma'af Afunim Shechor, and Rabbi Huda says they're two black beans. They're not fit to be eaten. People only eat them for a refuah. Tahirin Ba'ba Tumah Ve'Tzar Shloim Ba'Bit Foyom. Dibri Rabbi Meir. All these things are taught regarding an Avatumah. If an Avatumah would touch one of these things, they would not become Tameh. And certainly, they would be taught regarding the Tumah of a Tfoyom. A Tfoyom would only be Metameh Truma. The Tfoyom not Metameh Chulon. It's only Metameh Truma. If any of these things are Truma, they would not become Tameh from a Tfoyom, according to Rabbi Meir. And since these things are usually not eaten, they're not considered Ochlan, they're not considered food, and therefore are not Mekabel Tumah. It's only something that's fit to be eaten is Mekabel Tumah. The Chacham Omrim Tahirim B'Tfoyom Utmeim B'Chah Tumah. The Chacham make a distinction between the Tumah of Tfoyom and other Tumahs. And regarding the Tumah of Tfoyom, these things would not be considered Ochlan, would not become Tumah. The Tumah of Tfoyom is more lenient than other tumos. But regarding other tumos, we would say that these things are considered ochel and they would become tummy. Since other tumos are more stringent, we would regard these things as ochel, even though they're usually not eaten, since they're sometimes eaten. They would be regarded as ochel regarding other tumos, according to the Chacham. Hasoira v'akusemes bizman chehen klufa. Barley and spelt, if they are shell, then they are considered ochel, and that is how they are eaten with their shell off. Ba'achita b'enshi klufa b'enshi ain't a klufa. And wheat is considered ochlin whether it's shelled or not. Ha'ketzach ba'shumshum ba'pilpo cumin, sesame, and pepper. All these things are considered ochlin and would be makabel tuma. Rabbi Huda Aimer ap afun and levana. Rabbi Huda says so too. White beans are ochlin and are makabel tuma. All these things, tamayim b'tfoyom, veins are chloimar b'chah, tumas, they would become tamay from b'tfoyom, and we don't need to say they would become tamay from other tumas, which are more stringent than b'tfoyom, and since these things are regarded as oichol, they would be makabel tuma from b'tfoyom or any other tuma. Sech b'tfoyom, parabez, mishnah alav, mashke b'tfoyom, kemashkin shehu nogea b'hem. The liquid that comes from b'tfoyom, such as saliva, urine, or tears, have the same status as liquid that a tefuyon comes into contact with. If a tefuyon that comes into contact with liquid, if that liquid is truma, it becomes possible, it becomes a shlishi. And so too, the liquid that comes from a tefuyon would be a shlishi. Elu ve'elu ainam metamim. Both the liquid that comes from a tefuyon and the liquid of truma which a tefuyon comes into contact with would not be metamei kaidish. If the liquid of truma that a tefuyon comes into contact with kaidish, the kaidish would not become tamei, but it would become possible, it would become a revi. That is considered possible, not tamei. So the dinit, the liquid that comes from a tfoyom, which is a shlishi, or liquid of truma, which is a tfoyom tacha, which is also a shlishi, if that shlishi comes into contact with hegdish, the hegdish would become pasul not tame, the hegdish would be a revi. Ushar kar tmeim, ben kalim, ben chamburim. And other tmeim, whether it's lenient or stringent tuma, a lenient tuma would be a sheret, a more stringent tuma would be a zav. These tumas are considered an apa tuma. Hamashka hayoit mehem, kimashkin shehuno gea behen. The liquid that comes from the shirt or the zav would have the same status as the liquid that it touches. Both would be a tchila, meaning a rishon, as the shirt and the zav are an avatuma, and therefore they would make a liquid that they touch into a rishon l'tuma. Chutz min hamashke shehu avatuma, with the exception of liquid which would be an avatuma, such as the mayanosav of a zav, the liquid that comes from a zav would not be a rishon l'tuma. It would be an avatuma. The saliva of the zav or urine of the zav would have the same status as the zav itself. It would be an avatuma. So that is an exception to the rule. Normally, an avatuma would make something else into a rishon l'tuma, but the mayon nasa shazav, the liquid that comes from the zav, would be an avatuma, not a rishon l'tuma.